समाचार सेवा प्रभाग से प्रस्तुत है कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा।
नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा में। आज से शारदीय नवरात्रि की शुरुआत हो गई है। नवरात्रि को स्त्री शक्ति का उत्सव भी कहा जाता है, जो समाज में महिलाओं की महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका पर प्रकाश डालता है। ये त्योहार माँ दुर्गा की राक्षस महिषासुर पर जीत को दिखाता है। आगे आपसे नवरात्रि को लेकर और भी बातें होंगी, पर फिलहाल कार्यक्रम को आगे बढ़ाया जाए। परिक्रमा के आज के अंक में मैं हूं सरफिरोजी आपके साथ, और मेरे साथ हैं अभिषेक। हेलो अभिषेक।
हेलो सरफिरोजी। हेलो एंड गुड आफ्टरनून। यू ट्यून टू परिक्रमा 100.1 FM। आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय एंड विद मी टुडे इज माय को-होस्ट सरफिरोजी। And for you, we have a selection of news, a discussion segment, Dateline India, reports, capsules, business tributes, and much more. All these over the next 30 minutes. We begin with the news headlines first. President Draupadi Murmu calls upon students to embrace strong moral values in behavior and work ethics.
हरियाणा में विधानसभा चुनाव के लिए प्रचार आज शाम समाप्त हो जाएगा, मतदान शनिवार को।
Prime Minister's Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani completes 10 years.
प्रवर्तन निदेशालय ने हैदराबाद क्रिकेट एसोसिएशन से जुड़े धनशोधन मामले में पूर्व क्रिकेटर मोहम्मद अजहरुद्दीन को समन भेजा।
सेंसेक्स प्लंजेस ओवर 1500 पॉइंट्स, निफ्टी स्लाइड्स बिलो 25,400 लेवल एमिड कंसर्न्स ऑफ ग्रोइंग कॉन्फ्लिक्ट इन वेस्ट एशिया।
और शारजा में आईसीसी टी20 महिला विश्व कप क्रिकेट के शुरुआती मैच में आज बांग्लादेश का मुकाबला स्कॉटलैंड से।
And now, Sarfirozi, it's time for a segment, Dateline India, in which we take a look at the developments taking place at the national or the global level. And today we will talk about Navratri. Well, Navratri, the vibrant Hindu festival, is finally here. It spans 9 nights and people devote this time to worship Goddess Durga in various forms. Each day of Navratri is associated with a specific color, symbolizing different aspects of the divine feminine energy. Understanding these colors not only enriches the festival experience, but also deepens one's connection to the traditions and values represented by each hue. Each color of Navratri carries deep symbolic meaning, enriching the festival's celebration. By wearing these colors and understanding their significance, devotees honor the various aspects of the goddess while also reflecting on their own lives. As Navratri draws to a close, the vibrant colors serve as a reminder of the power of divine feminine, encouraging individuals to embrace positivity, strength and compassion in their daily lives. And, Sarfirozi, one fascinating aspect of this festival is the designated color for each day, each carrying its own significance and spiritual meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing a specific color during Navratri is believed to enhance the festive spirit and connect devotees to the divine energy of the goddess. And the festival of Navratri is very colorful and vivacious. All across the country, the celebrations of Navratri are carried out by fervor. But in West Bengal, Navratri is the biggest and the most important celebration of the year. Here, Navratri 9 days is celebrated with huge dedication, pomp and sparkle. But the last 4 days, from the 7th day to the 10th day, is the most important for the people of West Bengal. And people celebrate Navratri as Durga Puja in all the cities of West Bengal. During Navratri, Ma Durga descends to earth from heaven, and people do worship the 9 forms of Goddess Durga, and she blesses all the devotees with prosperity and happiness and removes ignorance and evil from them. And like we said, Sarfirozi, Navratri is celebrated as Durga Puja in the East Indian state of Bengal, and the last 4 days of Navratri are celebrated with extreme fervor, and the whole Paschim Bango is adorned with vibrant colors and lights. And it is believed that Goddess Durga descends from heaven to a maternal home on earth, and she is welcomed with much warmth and love. Huge pandals are decorated during Durga Puja and life-sized idols of Durga worshipped. The 10th day of Navratri is celebrated as Durga's victory over evil.
जी अभिषेक, जैसा कि आपने बताया कि नवरात्रि के 9 दिन अलग अलग रंग के कपड़े लोग पहनते हैं और हर रंग एक अलग भावना को दिखाता है। नवरात्रि के पहले दिन लोग ऑरेंज या पीले रंग के कपड़े पहनते हैं जो खुशी और सकारात्मकता को दिखाता है। वहीं नवरात्रि के दूसरे दिन हरा रंग पहना जाता है जो शांति और स्थिरता का प्रतीक होता है। शक्ति स्वरूप देवी दुर्गा को प्रसन्न करने के लिए हर साल 4 बार नवरात्रि पड़ती है, जिनमें एक बार शारदीय और एक बार चैत्र नवरात्रि। इसके अलावा 2 बार गुप्त नवरात्रि के दौरान भक्त माता की आराधना करते हैं। नवरात्रि के दौरान माता दुर्गा के 9 रूपों की पूजा की जाती है। दुर्गा के ये 9 रूप अलग अलग भावनाओं को प्रदर्शित करते हैं। तो अभिषेक, हम आशा करते हैं कि इस नवरात्रि हम सबके अंदर भी दुर्गा के 9 रूपों का वास हो, हमें माँ शैलपुत्री जैसा धैर्य आए, माँ ब्रह्मचारिणी जैसा संयम हमें विद्यमान हो, हम सभी में माँ कुष्मांडा जैसा साहस आए और हम माँ सिद्धिदात्री जैसे आत्मसमर्पित बने।
Yes, sir. And here, Sir Firozi, I'd like to add that Navratri literally means 9 nights. These 9 nights are counted from the day after the new moon day or Amavasya. And this first 9 days of the lunar cycle are considered feminine. And this is a special time for Devi, who represents the feminine nature of the divine. And the 9th day is called Navami. So here we wish all our listeners a blessed Navratri this year. May Goddess Durga pour her immense mercy on you and offer you a happy, prosperous life with your loved ones. Mata Durga is the most powerful goddess. May her divine power eradicate your difficulties and hardships this year. Warm wishes to all on Navratri.
और अभिषेक, प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी ने भी नवरात्रि के शुभ अवसर पर देशवासियों को शुभकामनाएं दी। उन्होंने एक सोशल मीडिया पोस्ट में कहा कि शक्ति वंदना को समर्पित ये पावन पर्व सभी के लिए शुभ हो। और श्रोताओं, अब समय है अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं से जानने का कि उनके पास क्या खास जानकारी है। आपको सीधा लेकर चल रहे हैं केंद्र शासित प्रदेश जम्मू कश्मीर में, जहां नवरात्रि उत्सव धार्मिक उत्साह और हर्षोल्लास के साथ मनाया जा रहा है। सुबह से ही देश के विभिन्न हिस्सों से भक्त कटरा में त्रिकुटा पहाड़ियों पर स्थित माता वैष्णो देवी मंदिर में देवी दुर्गा, महाकाली और सरस्वती के दर्शन कर रहे हैं। हमारे संवाददाता ने बताया है कि कश्मीर संभाग में भी आज पहले नवरात्र के अवसर पर श्रद्धालु मंदिरों में दर्शन कर रहे हैं। एक रिपोर्ट।
आज से आरंभ शरद नवरात्रि के साथ ही कश्मीर घाटी में माता के भक्त आज सुबह से ही श्रीनगर में दुर्गानाथ मंदिर, तुलमला गांधरबल में माता रागिना मंदिर और उत्तरी कश्मीर के कुपवाड़ा जिले में टिकर खीरवानी मंदिर में पूजा अर्चना में व्यस्त दिखाई दे रहे हैं। बारामूला में भी तस्ता नदी के तट पर स्थित शैलपुत्री मंदिर में भी देवी के दर्शन के लिए भक्तजन बड़ी संख्या में उमड़ रहे हैं। इस बीच उपराज्यपाल मनोज सिन्हा ने शरद नवरात्रि के शुभ अवसर पर लोगों को शुभकामनाएं दी हैं। आकाशवाणी समाचार के लिए नगर से सुनील कोल।
वहीं उत्तर प्रदेश में भी नवरात्र के पहले दिन राज्य भर के देवी मंदिरों में भक्तों की भीड़ उमड़ी हुई है। हमारे संवाददाता ने बताया है कि प्रदेश में स्थापित प्रमुख शक्तिपीठों जैसे विंध्याचल और देवीपाटन में बड़ी संख्या में श्रद्धालु मां के दर्शन के लिए पहुंच रहे हैं।
प्रदेश भर में श्रद्धालु देवी मंत्रों का जाप करते हुए नवरात्र के पहले दिन माँ दुर्गा के शैल पुत्री स्वरूप की आराधना कर रहे हैं। व्रत रखने के साथ ही भक्त अपने घरों में कलश स्थापना कर रहे हैं और साथ ही विभिन्न मंदिरों में माँ दुर्गा के दर्शन भी कर रहे हैं। प्रदेश के मुख्यमंत्री योगी आदित्यनाथ भी आज गोरखनाथ मंदिर में कलश स्थापना करेंगे। राज्य सरकार ने दुर्गा पूजा सहित विभिन्न त्योहारों के लिए दिशा निर्देश जारी किए हैं। दुर्गा प्रतिमाएं पारंपरिक लेकिन खुली जगहों पर स्थापित हों और पंडालों में लोगों की संख्या क्षमता से अधिक न होने पाए। सुशील चंद्र तिवारी, आकाशवाणी समाचार, लखनऊ।
To promote entrepreneurship among youths, Assam government distributed the first installment of financial support under the Chief Minister's Atmanirbhar Assam initiative recently. We have more from a correspondent.
Assam government to promote entrepreneurship in the state recently distributed ₹75,000 as a first installment to more than 25,000 youths. There were two categories of youths, one with general degrees and the other with professional degrees. In the month of November, after a training program for the youths, the second tranche of ₹25,000 will be given to those youths. State administration will later assess the progress of the business and then release the third tranche of financial support. The youths in the first category with general qualification will get 1 lakh rupees in the third installment, while professional degree holders will receive rupees 4 lakh. Under this initiative, the youths will be exempted to repay rupees 1 lakh. The rest can be repaid after 5 years in a very small installment amounting rupees 5,000 per month. Aminul Hafizuddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
West Bengal has been on the threshold of a new advancement in the field of semiconductor technology as the government of India and the U.S. strengthened the strategic partnership in the field, making Bengal a favorite destination for exploring possibilities. As Bengal emerges to be a contender to get an opportunity to explore avenues in semiconductor technology, it is expected to bring socio-economic changes in the lives of people of the state. We have a report.
In the next edition of Bengal Global Business Summit, BGBS, one of the main agendas would be how to make necessary advancements in the field of semiconductor technology. A team of technological experts from the US may also be coming to the state. It will create huge employment opportunities in the state. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee said this year, the state government-sponsored Global VLSI Conference 2024 held in Kolkata witnessed participation of all leading giants from the semiconductor industries. The Indian government's semiconductor mission aims to promote domestic semiconductor manufacturing, while the West Bengal government's information technology and electronics policy encourages electronics manufacturing. Texas Instruments has a design center in Bengaluru, but collaborates with institutions in Bengal. ST Microelectronics has partnered with Indian institutions for research and development. Several institutions and organizations in Bengal are involved in semiconductor research. Indian Institute of Technology IIT Kharagpur has a dedicated semiconductor research center. Indian Institute of Science Education and Research IISER Kolkata offers research programs in material science and engineering. Jadavpur University has a department of electronics and telecommunication engineering. SN Bose National Center for Basic Sciences conducts research in material science and condensed matter physics, while Indian Association for the Cultivation of Science has research groups focused on materials science and nanotechnology. Sushmita Mondol, Akashvani, Kolkata.
The Prime Minister's Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 has attained its momentum in Tiruchirappalli, the central district of Tamil Nadu. The Swachhata Campaign 4.0, which started in September 16, ensured the preparatory works and took forward the cleanliness drive in full swing, which was a massive success. And following this, the implementation phase, which began on 2nd of October, ending on 31st of this month, aims to minimize pendency in offices. We have more from a correspondent.
Agashwani Tiruchirappalli's RNU is focusing on institutionalizing swachhata, disposal of pendency, enhancing better space management and creating awareness. On sidelines of this campaign, Trichy RNU, in coordination with the Central Bureau of Communication, Trichy, organized a special cleanliness drive in Devarayaneri village, a Narikuravar community hamlet at Thirunedunkulam on September 26th. Cloth bags were distributed to people to create awareness on prevention of plastic, especially usage of one-time use plastics. The Swachh Bharat Abhiyan has promoted the village to ODF-free status by building 100% individual household toilets with solid and liquid waste management facilities. The campaign urged the people on segregation of biodegradable and non-biodegradable waste. The Panchayat president thanked the PM-led central government for enhancing cleanliness by Swachhata campaign, thereby promoting the village an open defecation-free status. The sanitary workers were honored for their human service to keep the village clean. Song and Drama Division's cultural program on Swachhata was admired by and large. The pride of Trichy's NIT, the National Institute of Technology's three-day festival, focused on cleanliness drive involving students. Young students with full enthusiasm participated in Swachhata campaign, thereby promoting and creating awareness among their kith and kin. The campaign signboard helped the students to sign in Swachhata pledge and a selfie stand was utilized to enhance awareness. Swachhata Hi Seva has indeed become the people's movement, changing the lives of crores of people, especially the rural folk, in fighting against epidemics. On the onset of Navaratri Vira, the 9 days festival of Goddess Shakti, the Swachhata Hi campaign has added more fervor and gaiety to the temple city of Trichinopoly with its prominent temples like the Malaikottai Thayumanavar Swami, Srirangam Sri Ranganathar Temple, Thiruvanaikovil Arulmigu Agilandeshwari Jambugeshwarar Temple, Bayalur Sri Subramanian Swami Thirukovil, etc. Shanti Ramesh for Parikrama from Agashwani, Trichinopoly.
And now we will take you on a tour of India's freedom struggle and recall events that happened on this day.
Today is the death anniversary of Kadambini Ganguly, who, along with Chandramukhi Basu, became the first female graduates in India from Bethany College in Kolkata. Kadambini Bose was born in Bhagalpur, British India, modern-day Bangladesh, on July 18, 1861.
She was born during the Bengali Renaissance, which was a period of religious, social, and educational advancement in the Bengal region from the 19th century to the early 20th century. Kadambini was directly impacted by this cultural movement, as her father was an influential member of the Hindu Reformation movement, Brahmo Samaj, as well as co-founder of women's rights organization, Bhagalpur Mahila Samiti.
And although this was a time when Indian women had scarce educational opportunities, Kadambini's father understood the importance of education and allowed Kadambini to attend school.
After primary school, Kadambini attended India's first college for women, the recently established Banga Mahila Vidyalaya, which later merged with Bethune College. The school adopted the Calcutta University entrance exam and, in 1879, Kadambini became the first woman to pass this rigorous academic test.
Kadambini's success inspired Bethany College to start their first arts program and open up graduate courses. The first classes consisted of only two students, Kadambini and her peer, Chandramukhi Basu. They completed their studies in 1883, becoming the first women to graduate college in India.
After graduating, Kadambini married Dwarkanath Ganguly, her mentor and teacher at Bethany College. Dwarkanath, a passionate leader of India's women's rights movement, encouraged his wife to pursue a medical degree. Calcutta Medical College refused to accept Kadambini, but the couple fought hard, and she was eventually admitted as their first female medical student. Despite continued resistance from teachers and staff, Kadambini graduated Calcutta Medical College in 1886.
Along with Anandi Joshi, Kadambini Ganguly became the first woman in India to study medicine and earn a degree in 1886. While Anandi Joshi studied at the Women's Medical College of Pennsylvania in the United States, Ganguly pursued Western medicine at Calcutta Medical College, CMC.
Criticism from conservatives opposing female liberation could not hold her back, and Kadambini chose to pursue the highest possible medical qualification. She travelled to the United Kingdom in 1892 and received 3 more doctoral certifications. When she returned to India, she worked as a gynecologist at the Lady Dufferin Hospital, and later started her own private practice.
Kadambini's busy life as a doctor and mother of 8 children did not stop her from playing a role in India's women's rights movement. She was one of the 6 representatives in the first female delegation of the 1889 Indian National Congress, and in 1906 she helped organize the Women's Conference in Calcutta. She was also extremely active in many other movements, like one that fought to improve work conditions for female Eastern Indian coal miners. After her husband's death in 1898, she practiced medicine in Kolkata till her death in 1923.
और अब बात खेलों की। जूनियर विश्व निशानेबाजी चैंपियनशिप में महिलाओं की 50 मीटर राइफल 3 पोजीशन में भारत की खुशी ने कांस्य पदक जीता। अब भारत के पदकों की संख्या 15 हो गई है। भारत ने अब तक 10 स्वर्ण, 1 रजत और 4 कांस्य पदक जीते हैं और वे पदक तालिका में शीर्ष पर हैं। जूनियर महिला चैंपियनशिप में टीम स्पर्धा में साक्षी पाडेगर, मेलवीना जोएल ग्लैडसन और प्राची गायकवाड़ की तिकड़ी पांचवें स्थान पर रही। अनुष्का ठाकुर इनर द स्विंग में 26 हिट के साथ 11वें स्थान पर रही। साक्षी मेलवीना और प्राची 24वें, 32वें और 41वें स्थान पर रही।
In business news today, domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty continue the downward trend for the fourth consecutive session following massive selling across all sectors. The markets witnessed the biggest fall in 2 months, impacted largely by weak global sentiment amid escalating conflict in West Asia. At close, the Sensex tanked 1,769 points to close at 82,497, while the Nifty tumbled 546 points to settle at 25,250. Both indices slipped over 2.1% each.
और अब वक्त है उन हस्तियों को याद करने का जिनकी आज है पुण्यतिथि या जन्मदिवस। आज सबसे पहले याद कर रहे हैं अल्लादि कृष्णस्वामी अय्यर को, जिनकी आज पुण्यतिथि है। ये न्यायवेद, अधिवक्ता और शिक्षा शास्त्री थे। देश की आजादी के बाद वे संविधान सभा के सदस्य भी चुने गए। वे संविधान का प्रारूप तैयार करने वाली समिति के प्रमुख सदस्य थे। वकालत की डिग्री लेने के बाद अल्लादि कृष्णस्वामी अय्यर ने कुछ दिन मद्रास क्रिश्चियन कॉलेज में अध्यापन कार्य किया, फिर इंग्लैंड से शिक्षा लेकर 1907 में मद्रास में वकालत करने लगी।
Woodrow Wilson Guthrie passed away on this day in 1967. He was an American singer, songwriter and composer who was one of the most significant figures in American folk music. His work focused on themes of American socialism and anti-fascism. With songs such as This Land Is Your Land, he inspired several generations politically and musically. In February 1940, he wrote his most famous song, This Land Is Your Land, and songwriters who have acknowledged Guthrie as a significant influence on their work include Steve Earle, Bob Dylan, Lou Reed, Phil Oakes, Jimmy Cash, Bruce Springsteen, John Mellencamp, Pete Seeger, Joe Strummer, Sean Bonnet, and many others. Let's listen in to the hit song, This Land Is Your Land.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
आज ज्योति प्रकाश दत्ता का जन्मदिन है। ये फिल्मों के मशहूर निर्माता निर्देशक हैं। भारतीय सिनेमा में जब भी जेपी दत्ता का नाम लिया जाता है तो आंखों के सामने बॉर्डर, एलओसी कारगिल और उमराव जान जैसी फिल्में आ जाती हैं। इन्होंने अपने फिल्मी करियर की शुरुआत 1985 में फिल्म गुलामी से की थी। आइए सुनते हैं उनकी फिल्म के कुछ मशहूर गीत।
तड़पाते हैं, कुछ चिट्ठी आती है, पूछे जाती है कि घर कब आओगे, कि घर कब आओगे।
सलाम सलाम,
ज्योति प्रकाश दत्ता और जेपी दत्ता इज एन इंडियन बॉलीवुड फिल्म प्रोड्यूसर, राइटर एंड डायरेक्टर, बेस्ट नोन फॉर मेकिंग पेट्रियोटिक एक्शन वॉर फिल्म्स। दत्ता प्रोड्यूसेस हिज फिल्म्स अंडर द बैनर ऑफ जेपी फिल्म्स। ही इज नोन फॉर डायरेक्टिंग मेनी पेट्रियोटिक वॉर फिल्म्स एंड एक्शन फिल्म्स। हिज फिल्म्स ऑफन हैव एनसेंबल स्टार कास्ट्स। And in 1998, he was awarded the National Award for Best Feature Film on National Integration from the President of India for his super hit war film, Border. And also, Gurcharan Das was born on this day in 1943. He is an Indian author who wrote a trilogy based on the classical Indian goals of the ideal life. India Unbound was his first volume in 2002 on Artha, Material Well-being, narrating India's economic rise from independence to the global information age. Published in many languages and filmed by BBC, it was called A Quiet Earthquake by The Guardian. The second, The Difficulty of Being Good, is on Dharma or Moral Well-being and is rich with learned musings on the epic Mahabharata and its moral dilemmas that speak to our day-to-day contemporary life. Karma, the riddle of desire, is on the third goal of desire and recounts the tale of love and vulnerability, about self-doubt and betrayal, about wanting more of everything and being haunted by the settling for less.
आज अमृतलाल बेगर जी की जयंती है. ये प्रसिद्ध साहित्यकार, चित्रकार और नर्मदा प्रेमी थे. उन्होंने नर्मदा संरक्षण में उल्लेखनीय भूमिका निभाई. अमृतलाल बेगर ने पर्यावरण संरक्षण के लिए उल्लेखनीय काम किया. उन्होंने नर्मदा अंचल में फैली बेशुमार जैव विविधता से दुनिया को परिचित कराया और उनका ये साक्षात्कार बताता है कि उन्हें नर्मदा से कितना प्रेम था.
अगर नर्मदा न होती तो मध्य प्रदेश आज वो न होता जो है. आज हम जो हरियाली देख रहे हैं, हरा भरा देख रहे हैं, पानी, बिजली, नर्मदा कितने प्रकार से हमारा उपकार करती है, तो हमारा नर्मदा के प्रति भी कुछ दायित्व बनता है. जो नर्मदा अपनी बिरादरी के कानून को तोड़ करके पूरब की ओर न बह करके पश्चिम की ओर बही.
गुजराती और हिंदी में इन्हें साहित्य अकादमी पुरस्कार और महापंडित राहुल सांकृत्यायन पुरस्कार जैसे अनेक राष्ट्रीय पुरस्कारों से सम्मानित किया गया. इनके द्वारा लिखित सौंदर्य की नदी नर्मदा प्रसिद्ध पुस्तक है. इसके अलावा अमृतलाल बेगर ने 8 से 10 पुस्तकें बाल साहित्य पर लिखी. इन पुस्तकों के 5 भाषाओं में 3-3 संस्करण निकाले गए. कुछ का विदेशी भाषाओं में भी अनुवाद हो चुका है.
Eugene Luther Gord Vidal, born Eugene Louis Vidal, was born on this day in 1925. He was an American writer and public intellectual known for his acerbic epigrammatic wit. As a novelist, Vidal explored the nature of corruption in public and private life. His narration style evoked the time and place of his stories and delineated the psychology of his characters. And Gwynne Rennie Stephanie Shelton was born on this day. She's an American singer-songwriter. She's the co-founder, lead vocalist, and the primary songwriter of the band No Doubt, whose single includes Just a Girl, Spider Webs, and Don't Speak. From the 1995 breakthrough studio album, let's listen in to a hit track, Spider Webs.
आज लक्ष्मी नारायण साहू जी की जयंती है. ये उड़ीसा के समाजसेवी और सार्वजनिक कार्यकर्ता थे. सन 1947 में इन्हें उड़ीसा विधानसभा के लिए चुना गया. भारत की संविधान सभा के सदस्य भी ये रहे. साहित्य और शिक्षा के क्षेत्र में योगदान के लिए इन्हें साल 1955 में पद्मश्री से सम्मानित किया गया. उड़ीसा के इतिहास पर इनके कार्य और लेखन के लिए इन्हें इतिहास रत्न की उपाधि दी गई.
Lindsay Adams Buckingham was born on this day in 1949. He's an American musician, record producer, and the lead guitarist and the co-lead vocalist of the rock band Fleetwood Mac from 1975 to 1987 and 1997 to 2018. In addition to his tenure with Fleetwood Mac, Buckingham has released 7 solo studio albums and 3 live albums. As a member of the Fleetwood Mac, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998. Buckingham was ranked 100 in the Rolling Stones 2011, the 100 greatest guitarists of all time list. Buckingham is known for his finger-picking guitar style. Let's listen in to his 1975 hit song, Say You Love Me.
आज पी परमेश्वरन जी की भी जयंती है. ये दिग्गज लेखक, कवि और शोधकर्ता थे. इन्हें 2004 में पद्मश्री और 2018 में साहित्य में योगदान के लिए पद्म विभूषण से नवाजा गया.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic was born on this day in 1981. He's a former Swedish professional footballer who played as a striker. Ibrahimovic was known for his acrobatic strikes and volleys, technique, ball control and physical dominance. He is regarded as one of the greatest strikers of all time and one of the world's most decorated footballers. Having won 34 trophies in his career, he scored over 570 career goals, including more than 500 club goals, and scored in 4 consecutive decades between the 1990s and the 2020s.
और श्रोताओं, अब समय हो चला है आपसे अनुमति लेने का. इजाजत दीजिए सरफिरोजी और अभिषेक को कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा यहीं समाप्त करने की. नमस्कार.